Hello, it's Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday morning. I recently received a listener question that brought up something that many of us deal with: judging our thoughts. There are many flavors of difficult thoughts, and they get louder and more frequent when we're stressed or anxious, tired, or overwhelmed. This listener shared that she attended a religious school growing up where she was told that God was listening to her thoughts and judging her for them. And this messaging still informs her relationship to her thoughts today. So she was wondering how to be less judgmental with herself. Now, this isn't to say that all religious influences are problematic, but in our youth, we're forming our identities, and these messages we receive from authority figures can strongly affect us throughout our lives. Working with our thoughts can be tricky as we try to parse through messages from our past and reason with ourselves in the present. One of the most helpful ways of managing our emotions is to name them. You can remember this rhyme, name it to tame it, to remind yourself to pause and identify emotions as they arise. But it's easier said than done. It can be difficult to pinpoint which emotions we're feeling because they may be so nuanced and even contradictory. As an example, you might feel angry when a colleague is mistreated and relieved that it wasn't you. So how do we begin to relate to our thoughts and feelings with more acceptance and less judgment? I find it helpful to first consider that many of the negative and distressing thoughts that we have are automatic and not at all a reflection of our will or who we are. There are times when automatic negative thoughts start to increase, and it can start to feel overwhelming. Just knowing this fact can help us to let go of identifying with our thoughts and seeing them as a reflection of who we are. It can be helpful to identify thought patterns that are unhelpful when you notice that they're coming up. Naming cognitive distortions like catastrophizing and all-or-nothing thinking helps us to observe them instead of believing them right away. One mindfulness strategy that I find helpful when working with difficult thoughts involves self-compassion and questioning your thoughts. So when you notice you're having a difficult thought, take a deep breath and maybe even place a hand over your heart. Then acknowledge that it's difficult to be having this thought. It's like saying ouch to yourself, just witnessing the difficulty. Then take a moment to do a body scan, to notice the sensations that are present in the body, bringing compassionate awareness to the body for just a few moments. Then ask yourself, is this thought true? And your mind might say, yes, absolutely, finding some kind of evidence showing some truth, and that's okay. Then ask yourself, is this thought absolutely true? And this gives your mind a chance to zoom out and show you the bigger picture, that there are many exceptions to the self-critical or catastrophizing points of view. And remember, relating to our thoughts more mindfully takes practice. If you're using the app, we have loads of wonderful courses and guided meditations that can help you relate to your thoughts with more openness, acceptance, and kindness. I highly recommend our course on acceptance, which can help you to build a more accepting relationship with your thoughts as you release resistance. If you'd like to reach out with any questions or comments about today's episode, please feel free to message me on Instagram at @anchored_Sam. We also have an entire show dedicated to advice from myself and all the Headspace mindfulness teachers called Dear Headspace. And I'll have a link in the show notes if you'd like to send us a question there. So that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you back here soon.